Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic, no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here in the studio, and I am feeling oh so fine with it being summertime rolling in. Things are opening up slowly but surely. Saw my mother for the first time in a while since all this stuff started, and it's interesting to just, you know, I try and feel our way through what's the smartest, safest thing to do and wade through what is and isn't really, you know, right or wrong, or it's so unclear. And that's actually part of what I want to talk about with today's episode, is trying to wade through what to do in any given situation. And, you know, what's right for one person may be wrong for another. It's about finding what is in alignment with you, right? And there's no definitive one, you know, one answer fits all kind of thing. And so, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about this idea of, you know, being true to yourself, being in alignment with yourself, how that is the only thing that really matters, is how you find a way to alignment with what is your path, right? And so often we get hung up on the pitfall of changing someone else and making them into what they should be. And it's madness, because it's impossible to change anyone. And, you know, I talk about this all the time. The guy on the road flicking you off is probably doing you a favor. If you start treating everyone as a master and you being the student, and they're there to help you sharpen your own axe, and to you know, it's the biggest pitfall for me. I know, like, oh, this person should be showing up in this way or having this perspective. And, you know, here's the thing, is once you start putting someone as wrong, you're essentially holding them in darkness, right? And as Paul Selig, the channel Paul Selig says, you cannot be the light and hold another in darkness. Wow. You know, what a powerful thing to consider. You can't be the light and hold another in darkness. There is no wrong or not right. There's just perspective and alignment. And because someone's aligning in a certain way, you doesn't mean you need to agree or subject yourself to it. And one of the things, I'm going to share a clip here in a little bit, but one of the things that I love that said in this clip is, you know, people are always trying to figure out, well, you know, who... What do I do? Do I get away from this person? Do I move away from them? Do I push them away? How do I deal with them? How do I come to terms with how to interact with them? And what's great is once you start understanding how energy works and law of attraction and law of emergence and these concepts work, it actually does the sifting for you. So your job is to continue to hold everyone that you see and bump up against in the light that they ultimately are at their root. They may not be acting that way. It's like the book, The Little Soul in the Sun, I always talk about. You know, the little soul steps forward that wants to experience forgiveness, and another soul steps forward and says, I will dim my light so much, I will lower my vibration so much, I will give you something to forgive. And in that moment, I will have forgotten myself. And because I have forgotten myself, all I can ask of you is to remember me as I truly am in my essence here and now. When they were having this conversation in the book, you know, that both souls were radiating at their highest, most greatest and grandest versions of themselves. Right. And the soul says, look, I'm going to forget myself in order to give you something to forgive. So if you can stop, if we can change this whole idea of I've got to change the world, I've got to change my neighbor, I've got to change my coworker, I've got to change my spouse, I've got to change my children, it's impossible to change anyone. And ironically, the more you push to do that, what you resist persists, right? What you accept, you move through. So you can't be the light and hold another in darkness. So what is the secret according to Krishnamurti? Here is my secret. You see, I don't mind what happens. And that is such a powerful way. It's the ultimate challenge, right? I mean, this is something that we're all oh so challenged with, is to like not react to how others are showing up. And if you can come into that place of not minding what happens and continually coming back to like, am I choosing a perspective that keeps me in alignment, or is it taking me out of alignment? Am I holding another in darkness? Okay, if I'm holding another in darkness, where am I when I'm doing that? And that is just everything. You can't be the light and hold another in darkness. It's impossible. So what I'd like to do is actually share a clip here. It's been a minute since I've shared a Abraham clip. You guys know I love my Abraham clips. Definitely one of my favorite teachers. And this particular clip is called How to Hold Your Alignment in Conflicts. Found this one on the Travis Eric YouTube page. And, you know, Abraham, of course, has a page as well on YouTube. And lots of these clips that are just so powerful. Let's take a listen. How to Hold Your Alignment in Conflicts.
I'm hoping that this is a continuation of the discussion that we're having right then about getting on a higher vibration. I think I'm getting there. But my family... they're not there. And so I've had to like...
But here's the thing. If you notice that they're not there, you're not there either.
Okay.
And that's hard because it feels like it's them not being there that is causing you to be aware of them not being there. But if you were really there, them not being there would be irrelevant to you. Sort of interesting, yeah. Maybe a little comical, but not threatening and not discouraging and not worrisome.
Oh, I see. So if I'm worrying about that, then I'm not there.
And because yeah, you can't worry and be there at the same time. So what you're actually saying to people is, you know, I want to be on this high-flying disc, but I don't have the ability to be there unless you're there. So you get there, and then I'll watch you, and then I'll be there.
Oh,
so
no.
You have all the power in my life experience. So it's very conditional love I'm living. I need you to be this way and this way and this way. Okay. And then when I observe you, then I will have a response that will feel like this. But since I'm observing you and I'm having a response that feels like this, you need to change.
No, what I've done is distance myself from those people.
But you see, we want to give you something that will make you feel better. Law of attraction will distance you from anything that's not a vibrational match to who you are.
Okay.
We have never said it that way. That was a really wonderful conversation. Law of attraction is the distancer.
Right, well, like a particular, my twin. I don't have anything to do with her anymore because she kept me in that, or I stayed in that low vibration.
But here's the thing. You see, you share a lot of the same vortex with your twin. That separation is self-imposed and doesn't need to be. Don't use the strong differences that you feel as your reason to push against her, because when you push against her, you push against all that is good. Hear this. This is really an important thing. And we're going to say it in a way that you have not heard us say it before because of the conversation that we're having here. When someone or something causes you to feel unhappy, and you allow yourself to roll around in that unhappiness, you're depriving yourself of everything that you consider to be happy making in that time. That's why the stakes feel so high, and that's why that you're so mad at them, because you can feel the tug of war between where you know you are and where you want to be and where you're being as a result of this thought or this situation or this relationship. But when you realize that you have the ability to accomplish, to practice, to master alignment with who you really are, then you're not threatened. People often say, Abraham, I've really been enjoying this. I've been studying for a while. I've been meditating and I've been doing some processes and I feel so good. But those people at work are so negative. And what you're really saying is, and therefore I feel threatened. They threaten my potential happiness because of the way they are. And we say, nothing can threaten your potential happiness. You have to get to the place where you're not willing to let anything threaten your potential happiness. Stuff can happen, but you must not feel that because it's happening that you have to give it enough of your attention that you deprive yourself. So here's the way it works. Your inner being is very selective about what attention is offered. And when you're sloppy about it and just giving your attention anywhere, then often you disconnect yourself from your inner being. But it's not the fault of the subject of your attention. It's the problem of your inability to focus where you mean to. And you got to practice in order to do that, you see. Almost the whole world is running around saying, you need to be different, 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 you need to be different. And we say, it's time to accept they're not going to do it for you. They're not going to be different for you.
Right.
They were not born to be different for you. No one can be the way you need them to be in order for you to always be in the state of alignment. You've got to take this as your personal responsibility and something that's really a fun hobby.
A hobby?
A really fun hobby. What do you do for a living? This. What do you do for fun? Alignment. Alignment. I do alignment. Oh, really? What kind of a hobby is that? Well, it's really a fun hobby. You can do it almost everywhere you are. Just look for positive aspects and practice them. The more you focus on them, the more that comes to you. And just get so good at it that there's so much momentum that only good things show up in your life experience. Only good things, because you don't have the ability to see. In the same way that we were talking about the energy that some could see more proficiently than others, what you are translating, what you are seeing, has to do with where your expectation is and where your practice is. That's why we talk about step one, ask. Step two is source answer. Step three is find that receptive mode. And step four is the mastery of that. It's not just the ability to focus, but the desire to feel good that is so strong that it inspires your willingness to focus. So that in the early stages of finding yourself in a conversation that you can feel is leading to a place that you don't want to go. Esther said one time, many years ago, to Jerry, you know, our guidance system is really a wonderful thing. But I think it'd be better if every time I had a negative thought, a tooth would just fall out. Because apparently, a little subtle negative emotion isn't incentive enough for me. And that's when we began saying, don't worry, it will get bigger. It will get bigger, and it will get bigger, and it will get bigger, and it will get bigger, until finally you come to the place where what you really are craving, what you really are desiring, what you really are wanting is your connection, is your happiness, is your clarity. And you're just not willing to throw it away on some discussion or memory or impossible task of getting someone to be different than they are in order for you to feel better about how they are. You just got to give everyone the freedom to be who they are choosing to be and lovingly embrace the contrast that they are living, because their contrast helps you too. Their contrast sometimes is your contrast, but it helps you too, you see. Did we get there? Is there something more?
I guess I just wanted to feel okay about not having any contact with her.
Here's something that will help you. The worst thing that you can do for yourself or against yourself is to believe that you should do something and not do it. So in some ways, you're asking for validation.
Yeah.
You're wanting to make it conditional. Well, Abraham says it's all right for me not to do that. And we don't want it to be about what anyone else thinks. Okay. And there's no right or wrong in anything. There's just alignment and not alignment. Now, if you can hear this point, you're going to find your power. Rather than polling the planet in order to try to determine what's the right or wrong behavior. Yeah. And how's that working out? Rather than doing that, instead, seek alignment, which means seek the best feeling you can find right now. So it's not whether this is right or wrong, it's which thought feels better. The other day, Esther made a list because someone was giving her a hard time about something, and she was almost for a moment seeing herself as they were seeing her, which didn't feel good and isn't the way her inner being sees her. So she was thinking about what we've been saying about leaning in the direction, feeling the momentum of who you really are. And so she asked herself a series of questions. What is my true momentum? Am I an uplifter or the opposite? Well, she knows that she's an uplifter. Do I like happiness or sadness? It's very clear. She knows what her momentum is. Am I a helper or a harmer? She knows what her momentum is. And with just a few statements, she went down a list of about 20 or 30 things where she was, am I this or this? Am I this or this? Am I this or this? Until she reestablished her true conscious awareness of who she really is. And she felt the momentum of all of that began to flow through her, you see. So when you find fault with someone, in the moment of your finding fault, ask yourself, even if it's reasonable, even if it's justified, ask yourself, is my finding fault right here and now, is that truly who I am, or am I leaning in opposition to who I really am? Am I pulling against my natural momentum, you see? That's what your emotions are telling you all the time. When you don't feel good, you are pulling against your natural momentum. And it's not necessarily harmful to you in the fact that the ceiling's going to fall on your head in this moment, but it's not going to lead to where you want it to lead.
It's not good for your vibration.
So rather than asking if something is right or wrong, ask yourself instead, is the path of least resistance to my alignment to do this or not do this? And sometimes, if you really want to feel good, calling your sister is the last thing in the world that you're going to want to do. The last thing right now. Because that's not going to lead to alignment. That's going to lead to the opposite. And so don't go to Dr. Phil or Jerry Springer or any of those shows where they're trying to decide what's the right behavior and say, what behavior should I do? Where they'll likely tell you, well, you've just got to suck it up and go there because you're family.
Right.
What we want to say to you is eventually you may want to do that, but until you want to do that, don't do that. Because anything that you do that takes you more out of alignment than putting you in alignment is holding you in a place of resistance, and that is not the momentum that you're wanting to find. But don't make it about another person being inappropriate. Because when you make it about another person being inappropriate, now you're not in alignment. So here's the question that you ask yourself. Am I a lover or a hater? Which? Is calling my sister right now going to make me more of a lover or more of a hater? Probably more of a hater, because she's going to keep doing all that stuff that she does that I hate. Yeah. So what's the path of least resistance to your love? Some distance for now. Some opportunity to deactivate all the stuff that's cluttered your understanding of who she is. The more you interact with people who are behaving in a way that makes you crazy, the less likely you are to come into vibrational harmony with who they really are. And so what's the rightness of it? The rightness is always alignment. And then, alignment and then, alignment and then, alignment and then. And down the road, you'll find yourself doing things that you said you would never do. I will never call her again. I will never see her again. I will never speak to her again. And you'll find yourself doing it and loving it, regardless of what her response to it is, you see.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good.
Thank you.
So much goodness in this, right? If you notice they aren't there, you're not there either, right? As soon as you're noticing them not being where you think they quote unquote should be, you're not really in your greatest and grandest vantage point either. And if you were really there, them being not there wouldn't matter to you. If you're worried, you can't be there in this grandest vantage point of your ultimate potential. And, you know, this is where, as I mentioned earlier, law of attraction will distance you from anyone, anything that isn't a match to who you are. Isn't that a wonderful thing to relax about? We're always trying to decide, like, okay, if this person is showing up in my movie, in my YO universe, they're there to make me better. And if it's challenging, I'm going to hold them in the highest light I possibly can. And I'm going to continue to make decisions. And this is where it gets nuanced. Like, okay, am I going to put, doesn't mean you put yourself in harm's way and you become a martyr. You want to become smarter. And that was always my gamer tag. And actually my son took it over, smarter one. You want to become smarter than being a martyr. You want to say, oh, okay, now I know this is, I've had the experience, you know, bumping up against this situation, this person, and it throws me out of alignment. It's not ideal for my alignment. I don't need to go to the gym today willingly, right? Maybe I need a rest day. My muscles are sore. I need to recoup. And then there will be times, as she talks about, where the things you said you'd never do again, you do because you've got your strength up and you feel maybe, okay, I'm ready to deal with my twin again. In the case of this example, the woman who speaks up, right? You have the ability to use this as a practice for alignment. You have the ability to respect your own energy, you know, realizing nothing can threaten your potential happiness. You know, because it happens doesn't mean you have to keep giving it your attention. All of these, so many gems in here. What a powerful one. The problem isn't the subject of your attention, the wrong thing. It's your inability to focus where you need to in order to be in right relation to this subject of your attention. I think of Jack Sparrow, Pirates of the Caribbean. The problem isn't the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem. So, you know, always gamifying, right? This is, I believe we're in our own private universe, our own video game leveling up. And this is actually something that it talks about in the book Journey of Souls that I've read from in the past. Like on the other side, we all have different colors that we resonate with based off of how far we've come in the game. In our evolution, so to speak, the whole thing's like a giant video game, right? And it's so fun to make it. You're meant to come and play here. So make this into a fun hobby, like she said. Make being in alignment your game, not being right, not proving them wrong. That is a futile path. Talk about beating your head against the wall for eternity. Try and make others right. You know, give everyone the freedom to be who they are. Realize there is no right or wrong, just alignment and non-alignment. Which thought feels better? Which path of least resistance? What is the path of least resistance to my alignment? Is me finding fault with others who I truly am? As she put it, am I a lover or am I a hater? Which is it? Are you a lover? You being a hater? And gosh, it's so easy to fall into that judgment stuff. I mean, as much as I've done this work and talk about this and teach best what I most need to learn, it's so easy to slip into that. You got to really be diligent and prudent and really monitoring yourself on this stuff, guys, and giving yourself a break when you find, oh, I've slipped off the wagon. Look, I'm being like, I'm over here like, you know, judging and looking down my nose at someone for what they are or aren't or should or shouldn't be. And you're being a hater when you're doing that. Right. And you're holding another in darkness, and you can't be the light when you're holding another in darkness. And if you're not being the light, you're not really in a place that brings peace and happiness and joy and celebration and all the things that you came here for. So you're just not experiencing your full potential. Alignment, get in alignment and then do it. Check yourself, get in alignment and then take action. Alignment and then. Speaking of Energies from the other side, Journey of Souls. What color ghost are you on the other side? Well, here's a wonderful song called Ghosts by the group Catching Flies. I'll leave today's episode off with all of you beautiful ghosts walking around in bio body suits, spiritual beings having a human experience. I love you all so, so much. Until next time, journey well. And if you're feeling the call to come for a week, retreat-style, mystic manner immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.
On the spirit. Cannon and phoning all the way from fucking well up north and that, just like saying, what's going on? Chemo, slamming the shit out of beats, innit? Fucking snares, two and four, hi-hats all over the place, in a good way, bass drums, slamming it, samples, smashing it.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.